glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket. Money comes, doesn't stay. Now they say I've got to pay. And the man's got his hands in my pocket. I got the red, white, and blues. Cause I got to pay my dues. The land and the free, so they call ahead. I said, help me through this mess. The man said,
kiss my IRS.
And help me here with the red, white, and blues.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, back fresh off of an invigorating two-day private meeting with some very interesting, fascinating people, and drove most of the day, made phone calls. My ear is all swollen, literally, from being on those overheated cell phones. Lord only knows if my brain is swollen from the heat, and I'm glad to be back. And blessed to have all of you joining me here tonight. So, let's get to it. The call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443. And I do hope that a certain party who sent me an email I'll read you later calls in as per my invitation to her. Folks, for those of you in a time warp, tonight is Sunday, August 26th. This is our regular Sunday night event of Take No Prisoners at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as you know, we also broadcast and come to you live Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please join me next Saturday. Before we get into any announcements, we do have a few important ones. Let me just read you a very brief email I think you'll enjoy. Dear Sam, 3 weeks ago, we had our friendly neighborhood notary make presentment of the Stage 1 BIC comprehensive administrative process to the CFO of, and they name a bank, regarding our mortgage. Today, we are the proud holders of a settlement statement with a zero balance. We wanted to thank you for helping us out, and we're wondering if you might speak on the program about securing a return of the overpayment, a return of the overage. That sounds very interesting, and perhaps we will be able to touch on that tonight. My friends, we're going to come back to that email after the break, because I think we're going to read you something else in contrast to that. And even though we're seeing lots and lots of BIC successes and all sorts of interesting, meaty situations that we can sink our teeth into and ask them, what did you do with the $5 million of public funds belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury? Nonetheless, there are some people who have differing opinions, and we want to air those opinions as well. We'll also be continuing our discussion of the missing link in most of your administrative processes, and that would be learning to operate as the plaintiff so that we can force rogue public officials to testify under oath as to the disposition of the funds that you have blessed them with. Those of you who are in dire need of a knowledgeable notary, and I cannot emphasize that strongly enough, a notary who knows how to make due presentment, a notary who understands the thousand-year tradition and statutory authority for notaries, most notaries, to demand payment of bills of lading and writings and bills and invoices and BOEs and whatever else, notaries who know how to accept process if they're in a situation where they may have to protest non-performance, notaries who understand the protest process and who don't just work for a bank and think their job is to protest bad checks. If you're looking for a notary who understands commercial process, private administrative remedy, and if you're lucky, BIC process, then please do not put your local notary or a non-knowledgeable notary at risk, but send an email to notarydepot@hush.com. And we'll continue what should be an exciting program after the break in 3 minutes. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We'll see you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and our producer Manny is back with us. We're happy to have him back. Hello, Manny. And let's get to it. As I was saying before the break, if you're going to take it upon yourself to undertake administrative processes, private processes to communicate with agencies and courts on the private side, the way communications often were 100 years ago, then you need an experienced notary and not your neighborhood notary who's expecting her child in 6 months, or not even a so-called patriot notary who doesn't fully understand the powers that she wields, she or he wields. So, you might want to send an email to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. There are a number of competent notaries who are manning that site and should be able to assist you if you need a notary to make due presentment or demand for payment. Now, many of you know we're running a free seminar in September. I believe the dates are the 15th and 16th. I know it's a Saturday and a Sunday in Albany, New York, called Collecting in Bankruptcy. It's free, so folks, I can't promise you what you're going to get for your money, but I'll try my best. I don't claim to know all about bankruptcy. I don't know every statute, and I probably know less than some people who fought in bankruptcy court for a year or more. But we have an approach that we've used in bankruptcy that is fully developed and extensive study notes, all hot linked, for coming in as the creditor or having friendly creditors in there and using the bankruptcy court to monetize your security interests. If you'd like to attend that, by all means, I suggest two things. Number one, please send an email to samsfreeseminar@hush.com and request the registration form. It's by invitation only, as are all our seminars. And secondly, those who are attending, I beg of you, please read the instructions in the email that Roberta sends you. Please read the instructions on the registration form. Make sure your admission ticket is completed before you leave town and arrive at the seminar. And perhaps most importantly of all, review recourse number 15 in subfolder 4 of folder 4 on the Rockland, Massachusetts seminar CD. And that's essential. That's the basic bankruptcy materials that we have and we'll be talking about. If you read those hot link notes and you come into the seminar knowing that, you'd be getting your money's worth if you paid $1,000 for the seminar, as opposed to it being free. So prepare. Come on in so your head's bobbing up and down as we're talking about the topic, rather than your head shaking right and left. I don't know what you're talking about, Sam. That will really do a lot to helping you gain the most from the seminar. And if you don't have Rockland, you can order it from Brian at takenoprisoners@hush.com. I suspect most people have it at this point. Now, many of you know, based upon the almost indescribable experience we had at the five-day Law Merchant Leadership Conference, that we are running a five-day Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, because, in fact, the conference became a retreat. From dusk till the wee hours of the morning, involved in seminars, lectures, workshops, all kinds of activities, including people who set up shop in the hallway and were helping people do UCCs and security interests, and it was the most remarkable event. And, of course, we spent 5 days and nights concentrating on the BIC strategy. Now, the next one, as usual, is going to expand what we do. I can't tell you fully what it is, but after this two-day weekend, I can tell you this, that we'll be unleashing some shortcuts. These promise to be exceedingly powerful. Lord knows simplification and shortcuts would be helpful to any patriot, especially anyone using BIC. We have about a dozen people out there now who are doing mass submission of shortcuts, so I can actually accumulate statistical knowledge, hopefully just before the meeting, and bring that to the conference, to the retreat, and make sure that we're taking the most expedient course. On the other hand, if some of our experiments fail, we have the well-developed BIC process fully, which provides us with all of the enforcement strategies. Obviously, if a shortcut works, we don't need enforcement strategies. And as we know, we've had many shortcuts in the past that haven't worked or worked sporadically. So I'm hoping at the retreat that we have a strategy which will allow for both avenues. The deeper you are into a case, the more security, the more bonds and payment items and liabilities that have been attributed to the defendant debtor on the public side, the more mortgages they've issued, the more Miller bonds and performance bonds and packages that have gone through PaineWebber, the harder it is that's going to be to solve. So if you take a shortcut, you immediately lose all of your enforcement strategies that depend upon proper due presentment through a notary of your payment instrument. So hopefully we're going to have an equation, literally a mathematical equation, at the next retreat that will be the appropriate roadmap depending upon the level of severity of the case you find yourself in. Now, we had, on my way home, as I said, I made call after call. And one of the calls I made immediately to bring something new to someone was to a woman in her 60s who was about to lose her home. We had had a couple of previous conversations, and I put her in touch with half a dozen mentors. One of the mentors went to her aid this past week. He got there the day before the sheriff's sale, my friends. Now, the day before the sheriff's sale, with someone who doesn't have commercial experience, is not the time to be serving bonded promissory notes, is it? You can, but you better know what you're doing. So this fellow said, why don't we put together 21 silver dollars? Didn't you, Burley? And she showed up at the sheriff's sale. No other party appeared. Presumably there was a closed bid from the bank. And she handed the auctioneer the bid with 21 silver dollars. And he took it and then attempted to decline service. She put her hands behind her back and said, I need a reconveyance of the deed, and then notified the sheriff, presumably by affidavit, that she needs a reconveyance of the deed. At minimum, her head's out of the lion's mouth for now, and with Burley's guidance, she should gain a reconveyance of that deed. So we're not there all the way, and it would be premature to congratulate her, but those are just some of the things that are happening all around us, day in and day out. We had another similar situation, but these folks had more time to prepare, and they did not want to use a bonded promissory note at the sheriff's sale, so they sent a notary to another state where the sale was being held with some ferns, and they've tied up the property quite inexpensively, and now they're going to go ahead and execute complete BIC process to the sheriff and make it very uncomfortable for him not to release that property to them. So, folks, there's all kinds of stuff happening. If you want to attend the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, by the way, I may not have mentioned, you should contact Roberta T., as in Thomas, at hush.com. As I said, there are going to be some surprises at that conference. I can guarantee that. If you have an email for me, please send it to takenoprisoners@hush.com. I was away 2 days, and the account went 365% over its space. So we have cleaned it out somewhat, but there isn't all that much headroom. So please, no big attachments. If you want to send an attachment, query first and say, Sam, would you like to see something? That gives me the opportunity to say no. Or possibly yes, but usually we don't necessarily have to see all of the nasty documents to have some idea of how I might respond if it was me. Folks, there are some other outrageous things that are happening. I can't say more now, and I'm not saying that as a teaser for you, but trust me, over the next 3 to 5 weeks, I'm hoping to be able to bring you some startling information in a big way. Something that we feel can have a dramatic effect on changing the de facto judiciary as it's presently known. And we'll have more to say about that shortly. I guess that's it. So let me just spend a moment. Before we get into playing the strategies, I want to address the use of notaries. It's absolutely critical. The notary is the officer that can make it happen for you. And we've used notaries thousands of times. Remember what this fellow said. 3 weeks ago, we had our friendly neighborhood notary make presentment of the Stage 1 BIC comprehensive package, blah, blah, blah. They did that to a CFO. And then he said, today we are the proud owners of a settlement statement with a zero balance. Now, let me read you another email. This was an unsigned email that I received last week. Eventually, we found out who sent it to me and opened up a dialogue, and it said something very interesting. And because of that music in the background, you're going to have to wait in suspense while you go to the kitchen and fill up that dish of ice cream. So, my friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You'd be crazy not to come back after the break. So please join me then.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Well, about a week ago, I sent a package out, which we called Demand for Distress Warrants, and it's a derivative of something that we started back in 2003. And in a way, it's the progenitor to the BIC payment method, because we were placing the onus upon Treasury to begin an investigation when funds in a pending judicial case had not been transferred to them. And so this package, it's standard notary presentment, and at the beginning of the package are just a couple of standard forms that we put in there for people's interest if they feel they need to make a copy of something or some other nonsense like that. And so we received this email, apparently from a notary, and it comes from a you know, it doesn't have a complete address, but it said paralegals. And I've been informed that that's a pretty well-known email address or website. And it said, Sam, in an effort to encourage others to follow lawful process of notary public practices in their state, this message is directed to the flawed notary process, demand for distress warrants, update, and this party gives the title of our package I received. There are several people, so apparently this party thinks that the notary process as we use it, or at least in demand for distress warrants, is flawed. And, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes. It may very well be. Probably everything I've ever touched is flawed because I am human. Next paragraph. There are several people around the nation giving seminars, conference calls, or radio shows who incorrectly preach that all notaries are officers of the court, or all notaries can issue summonses and subpoenas, or all notaries can issue judgments. They are misleading the public and doing a disservice to their listeners because not every notary public is authorized to be or do any of the above. Now, folks, sometimes I wish people would just come right out and say what's on their mind. Hey, Sam, why are you telling people that all notaries can do this, that, or the other? Because that would give me the opportunity to say, I'm not. I would never use the word all in a sentence structure of that sort. Because the minute you use the word all, you're lying. Nothing is absolute except the word of the Lord. And so all everybody, all anyone can't do anything. You can't feed, what was it? You can't fool all the people all of the time. So I'm wondering who these parties are around the nation who are giving seminars, conference calls, or radio shows who incorrectly preach that all notaries are officers of the court. By the way, notaries are not officers of the court. However, there is a tradition dating back hundreds of years. There is a history dating back hundreds of years from which notary publics are derived, in which notaries were, in fact, the court. They represented the king's court. They were sent to take testimony, sometimes in advance of the judge, sometimes as the judge. A notary public is different than a notary. A notary public is just a slice of the power that notaries used to have. So there are a number of defects in this paragraph. When we say there are several people around the nation giving seminars, conference calls, or radio shows, I believe we're talking about me. And that's fine. However, I never am really fond of false information, because all notaries do not have any of those powers, but many notaries do, and that's why you have to read the notary statutes in your state. And then it says that who incorrectly preach that all notaries are officers of the court. Notaries are officers of the court. Notary publics are not. So I think it's important to understand the entity that we're writing about when we construct something like that. Next paragraph says, many people don't realize that notary laws and practices vary from state to state. Some states allow their notary to certify all documents. Other states allow their notary to perform marriages. In California, we're not allowed to do either. It appears some patriots are trying to create that silver bullet, but instead are getting people into trouble with their flawed notary process. I've got to presume, since the demand for distress warrants we sent out is flawed, that this party must be referring to me. Getting people into trouble with their flawed notary process. We'll talk more about that later. Is it notary process that gets people into trouble, or has it been notary process that has gotten thousands of people out of trouble? And is there a single case of any patriot in trouble who was placed into trouble by a challenge to the actual process? Oh, the green card wasn't signed right. Oh, the notary didn't have that authority. I know not of a single case. Because if they challenge the process, then they recognize the process. We'll talk more about this after the break. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me. Please join me after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about the use of a notary here, which is a very important subject. And we have a letter that was sent by a very well-known notary, apparently. And it said that people are getting into trouble with their flawed notary process. As I mentioned, I know of some challenges to notaries where they're sent a letter that says, basically, my understanding of a notary is to witness a signature from a person and not to notarize documents. And what's your purpose in doing this? Or a letter from a lawyer saying, I have never, ever in my lifetime seen a notary demanding papers like this or similar challenges. And if you have a notary who is inexperienced or believes that they have no power, then I can tell you from experience what will happen. That notary will call you frantic and say, what have you gotten me into? And they will bow out of the case. They will not stand behind their certificates of non-performance. And they will refuse mail and not complete the process and not issue the follow-ups, the civil assessments or anything else. They certainly won't take a bill of exchange into escrow, which is something that we're doing again. Those of you who remember Rockland understand that's a process that we did for years. And it's coming back in vogue, certainly after the meeting we had this weekend, I can guarantee it. So if you have an uneducated notary, then you're guaranteed a tough ride and an Achilles heel, especially if the notary is your ordinary neighborhood notary. But if it's a patriot notary and inexperienced, you're still, or addicted to equity, you're still in for a very tough ride, because they wouldn't know how to say something like, well, dear sir, thank you for writing me, and regarding the common belief that the office of notary is restricted to acknowledgments, permit me to refer you to Massachusetts Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 45. That's if you happen to be in Massachusetts. By the way, folks, did anyone hear me say that if you live in Arizona, you should use the Massachusetts codes? Boy, I hope not. But Rule 45 in Massachusetts says, every subpoena shall be issued by the clerk of court, by a notary public, or by a justice of the peace. And you might mention that. The notary, a knowledgeable notary, might mention that in her opening paragraph. Or the notary might say, well, Massachusetts General Laws, Chapter 233, I think it's Section 1, says the following. A clerk of court of record, a notary public, or justice of the peace may issue summonses for witnesses in all cases pending before courts. But you would need a knowledgeable notary to be able to take that approach, wouldn't you? So let me continue with that letter. It is prudent to, this is the advice this writing party gave us. It is prudent to check with the notary or the secretary of the state to be sure that the process they are asking the notary to do is lawful in that state. Friends, can you imagine that? Here's what I'd like you to do for your homework assignment tonight. I'd like you to go to the 10 nearest notaries. In fact, start at Walmart at the Citizens Bank branch, which is open on Sundays, and go to Walmart and say, are you a notary? Yeah. Could you tell me if you're allowed to issue a certificate of non-performance on a private administrative remedy or any other kind of writing, and at the same time demand payment on a bonded promissory note? Let's see, of the 10 notaries, how many say to you, oh, yeah, we do that every day? Well, why don't you go to the Secretary of State and set up an appointment and ask him that? Or do it by letter and wait and see the response that you get. Or what you might do is go into the statutes, since a notary public is a statutory position, and research it and understand what you're doing. That's called knowing who you are. That's called taking responsibility for your actions. That's called the word of the Lord. Or you can accede to being a slave and operating as slaves always do, based upon other people's guidance. And some people may be very comfortable in that scenario. The next paragraph says, the notary public is not an ambassador, in quotes, of or for the Secretary of State. Now, that would imply that someone claimed that the notary public is an ambassador for the Secretary of State. Now, who might that party be? I'm pretty keyed into things, and I don't know of any other radio host who spoke about notaries on the air. There may be some, and if there are, please send me some information on that. I'd love to know, because I don't want to be fighting the battle myself. But I believe what we said in some of our paperwork is that I'd like to introduce you to this party standing over here, an agent for the Secretary of State. Now, what would you call a position in which the application for that position is made to the Secretary of State, in which you operate according to the regulations issued by the Secretary of State, in which your duties include the presentment of foreign bills of exchange and writings based upon statutory guidelines from the legislature, and you sit at the pleasure of the Secretary of State, who can withdraw your commission at will. Now, if you don't understand that you are an agent of the Secretary of State, then you should not be a notary, or you need to turn in your commission, because you don't know what you're doing, regardless of if you've won a case or two in equity. This goes on to say, they are our governing agency. We are public officers of the state, not state employees. So that's sort of a confession to the fact that they are, in fact, agents of the Secretary of State. Now, one other point in this letter, if I can find it. As a California notary for more than 18 years, I have been performing the copy certification by document custodian. The fee is the same for any notary acknowledgement or jurat, not more than $10. This is not unusual, my friends, that 18 years in public service, we don't know the extent of our own power, because, as you know, attorneys go through 3, perhaps 4 years of law school, the purpose of which is to indoctrinate them into a public mindset so that they become the slaves who are out there with the shotguns keeping the other slaves in line. And a semi-knowledgeable notary who attempts to restrict process fully understood by other notaries that party doesn't understand is in the same position. So I caution everyone who can hear my voice to use your own intelligence and your own knowledge to assimilate that information which does not offend logic and reason based upon what you understand. By the way, my response to the notary was one sentence, and it said, do they have anything in California law about signing your letters of legal advice? And that was the end of that discussion, although I did invite the party to appear. Let me just read you, since we all use notaries every day, let me just read you from New York Executive Law, Section 135. Powers and duties, semicolon, in general, semicolon, of notaries public who are attorneys at law. Do you see the deception in that title? Anyone reading it who doesn't know better would think, oh, this is about notaries who are attorneys. It has nothing to do with notaries. But then again, it says, in general, surrounded by 2 semicolons. That ought to tell you enough. Quote, every notary public duly qualified is hereby authorized and empowered within and throughout the state to administer oaths and affirmations, to take affidavits and depositions, to receive and certify acknowledgments or proof of deeds, mortgages, and powers of attorney and other instruments in writing. They can certify other instruments in writing. Does everybody hear that loud and clear? To demand acceptance or payment of foreign and inland bills of exchange, demand for payment, bills of exchange, promissory notes, and obligations in writing, and to protest the same for non-acceptance or non-payment, as the case may require, and for use in another jurisdiction. My friends in California, do you hear that? You don't have to use an unknowledgeable California notary. You can use a knowledgeable New York notary or a knowledgeable Massachusetts notary, and we do all the time. And then it goes on to say, to exercise such other powers and duties as by the laws of nations and according to commercial usage or by the laws of any other government or country may be exercised and performed by notaries public, provided that when exercising such powers, he shall set forth the name of such other jurisdiction. That notary can function in any jurisdiction on the planet and probably on Planet X, if Gene is listening, and can take that jurisdiction anywhere in his or her back pocket. And going back to the beginning, hear what it says, the power to state and administer oaths and affirmations, to take affidavits and depositions. You understand the power of the position that you hold, Mr. and Ms. Notary Public out there? Because if you don't, if you're doing jurats, and if you're doing, let me see if I can find it in that letter, copy certification of document custodians, and that's the extent of what you're doing, you are wasting your God-given talent. And you might want to consider thinking outside the box and using some of that talent to help other people in all of the wonderful pursuits that they are accomplishing through the proper use of notaries public. And that, my friends, is all I have to say on that subject. So let me take us into another subject, and then we're going to go to the phones. I understand we have people holding, and I appreciate your patience out there, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be talking about being a plaintiff in the courtroom and the many things that one can do as a plaintiff. The easiest way to be a plaintiff is to use a judgment by confession. Confession of judgment perfected on the private side, and we have, as far as I know, we have the only administrative process to actually do that. I wrote a process from the ground up which allows us to certify the confession of the other party and have the notary certify that. The notary certifies that. Do you see the need to use to contact notarydepot@hush.com? And by the way, friends, I have no connection with that site other than having asked people to construct it. I send you there because I have a high degree of confidence in those fine folks. You can't do better. They may not be perfect, but you can't do better. So if you perfect a private confession of judgment, it is very possible to put a one-page pleading on the front. By the way, we're adding that confession of judgment package, which I assembled some time ago, which includes the simple one-page pleading that credit card attorneys use when the people they sue agree to confess judgment so they can agree to terms and not have their credit rating destroyed and have their property liquidated and all of that. And we have packaged that up so you can see how simple it is. A one-paragraph pleading, normally attached to a statement of account. We would attach our true bill and statement of account, and an affidavit of confession of judgment. In our case, we would have the notary's certification of their confession of judgment. It's a thing of beauty. And then you call up the clerk and you say, excuse me, one of my clients has a confession of judgment that we need you to sign off on with urgency. What's your normal turnaround time in your county or in your court? And she might invite you to courier it in and have it signed right there, and you have your judgment in hand, my friends. If you're going to use the word client, make sure you have a client relationship with somebody. Perhaps you and your straw man have a client relationship named in your security agreement, because you don't want to do anything that is not truthful. It can be that easy to be a plaintiff. Rick in California, welcome to Take No Prisoners. Are you there?
Hey, Dr. Sam, thank you very much for having me, and this is the man that I am so proud to meet you. You are a true American patriot, man. You really have it down.
Knock it off. Knock it off, buddy. We don't need that kind of language on this program.
I'm not trying to patronize you, but, I mean, you are a true man of the soil, let's say.
Don't patronize me. Just send my wife some money. so she'll stop bugging me. All right, Rick. Well, thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it. But honestly, I can't get caught up in that kind of stuff because, you know, I am a frail, feeble human being, and I make more mistakes in the course of a day than probably the whole listening audience put together.
I understand.
So,
But you at least stand up and stand for your rights, and that's the key that I'm thinking about. So anyway,
rights or remedies. Rights or remedies under the UCC. So, Rick, what's your question?
Well, first of all, was I hearing correctly that, see, for I have a judgment lien against a municipality.
How did you secure that?
That is,
Private or public? Is this with a court stamp or a private administrative remedy?
This is a private administrative process that I did, and okay. And they never answered and never, never done anything. And so you saying that you can take this to bankruptcy court and get them to monetize this?
Yeah, we have, the answer to that is, can I do it? Yes. Can you do it? I don't know.
Well, I mean...
But it is... That's going to be one of the subjects, probably the bulk of the focus of the Collecting in Bankruptcy Conference that we'll be holding in September. So let's pick that subject up after the break, but I'll certainly invite you to attend that conference. In fact, I'm going to be a big man about this. I'll invite you as my guest. Of course, it's a free seminar.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're coming up to the end of the first hour, and we're talking about a subject that is near and dear to my heart. We're talking with a fellow, Rick, in California, and this is about a judgment lien and how we can enforce the lien. And Rick, you inquired as to whether or not we could monetize it in bankruptcy court.
That's correct.
Right. Well, what's the highest form of currency in the United States?
Liability.
Well, liability is the currency. But what's the highest form of that?
The highest form.
Yes, a security interest. The courts really exist to enforce security. Negotiable instruments, and there's none sweeter than a perfected commercial lien.
Right.
A perfected maritime lien. So, yes, there are strategies by which that can be taken into bankruptcy court.
Mm-hmm.
And if one is skilled in that venue and understands the federal rules of bankruptcy, and any local rules, so that they can't abort the process based upon the rules, and if one is willing to use BIC technology to bond the judge, the chief judge, the court, the statutes, the federal rules of bankruptcy, the courthouse, the plumber in the building, whomever.
Yeah, I hear you.
And take control as a creditor, yes, it certainly is possible, because it is possible to assign that lien as an asset to the debtor in bankruptcy. And then when the debtor in bankruptcy transfers property to the trustee now has to collect on the debtor's property to pay the creditors.
Wow.
The creditor, of course, can be the living man, or the creditor can be other parties friendly to the living man, other creditors.
Right.
Who knows who those creditors might be?
Hmm.
So you can have all kinds of fun with that, and we'll be going into that in more detail.
Right.
If you'd like to join me, I'm going to be a big man here and say, as my guest.
Yeah,
course,
I know.
That means I will forgive the donation.
To your free place. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Which brings it down to zero.
All right.
But just remember, it was zero to start with.
Right.
I don't even have to issue an instrument on that. And you're going to, hopefully, you'll get a little more than you paid for. But you might consider driving out or flying out. We've had so many attendees from California at the conferences. It's been marvelous.
Right.
Many of them have driven out. We've had some who drove out. I was informed they drove out while warrants were out on them. Now, all of you federal agents listening out there, I don't have a memory of what I ate for breakfast. I'd say yesterday. I don't think I had breakfast today. Let alone who the people are who had marshals on it. I don't care.
Right.
Because the people don't have warrants on them, rather. Only the legal fiction U.S. persons have warrants. And I don't deal with legal fiction U.S. persons. I deal with living men and women.
Now, Doc, so, may I ask you one further question? How does the BIC process affect one who is a state citizen, since we don't use our Social Security numbers or we have our birth certificates? How does one do that?
Well, why don't we pick that up after the break? I hear the music in the background. We're coming to the end of the first hour. My friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this fellow, Rick from California, wants to open the quagmire of state citizenship. And maybe we'll just touch on that when we come back. We'll see you in 1 minute.
With 3